Thanks for joining us today. I'm speaking with Lindsay Partridge, who is the Managing Director of Brickworks. Lindsay, good to talk to you.
Good to see you again, Tom.
It's been a while since we've spoken.
Yep.
I suppose we should reflect on the most topical aspect of what's going on at Brickworks at the moment. You've made some headlines because of the JV with Goodman, but you've managed to land a pretty big fish in terms of one of your tenants.
Yeah, well, it took a while. Look, the JV with Goodman has been fabulous. Started in 2008. They've never had a problem. It's just rolled on the whole time. Obviously, a project as big as Amazon, and we're very proud to be able to host them there. A project as big as that, it takes quite a few years to put together. And it's the new breed of warehouses, what we're seeing. You know, the previous one we announced was Coles, similar size, 11 football fields sort of in ground area, but 10 stories high. And so massive, massive buildings, like a city block, 10 stories high. And they have some different sort of devices in them, but some more sort of automation which allows them to distribute. Different companies have different, systems that they use. That's the new way. I mean, if you look back for the last 20, 30 years, cross-docking was the big thing, semi-trailer in this side, semi-trailer out that side. Yeah. Because what we've got now is semi-trailer in this side, and you've got the delivery van out that side that's going to somebody's home. And that's the way of the future. And of course, it's increased the value dramatically that we're seeing out of every square metre out there.
Now, the thing that people probably don't realise is that your property development business is actually a pretty significant proportion of your earnings because people just tend to think of you as a vanilla building materials maker, but that's not the case.
No, not at all. And look, what people don't understand is Brickworks has always been in property, and this is the third iteration because, if you know Sydney, you go to St Peter's areas, all those Brickworks there were all ours. We had 11 around Sydney. And then Horsley Park was the second iteration. And we've been there now since the early 60s. And so we've always been spinning off either residential or industrial land. And of course, in residential, there's no future position. But I was always worried that if you sell the block of land, you give a special dividend to your shareholders, and that's it.
That's it.
And you don't get any more of the upside. And I didn't like it. And I spent a lot of years thinking about it. So we came up with the JV Trusts. And so we put in the land. In this case, Goodman puts in the services. And then we find a tenant. We lease it hopefully for a long period, like we've just done here, 20 years. Yep. And then we raise a mortgage against that, and then we build the building. And so basically we put in our land, and we got, half of the net equity of that building. You can say we get the development profits.
Yep.
We get the rental increases every year, which is always a revaluation profit. And then every so often, you've got the potential of hitting a purple patch, like we had, when you get cap rate compression.
Yep.
And of course the value of the building goes up. And we've just been through one of those. And now that portfolio, which is in total value, at $2 billion, we only got like 30% gearing. So very lowly geared, enormous value. And as we've indicated here, by the time we do Coles and Amazon and do this, all the services on Oakdale West, that'll be worth $3 billion.
That's quite the addition of value.
Yes.
And I suppose you're going to be a little bit biased in talking about Goodman, but in terms of the way that they are able to develop logistical property in particular, it's quite world leading, isn't it?
Yes. Look, what we brought to the JV was obviously the land, but what they bought was the relationships with these big clients. They bought the skill on how you build these warehouses and how you build an A-class warehouse. But the most important thing that people don't understand, if you want to get a tenant into a building, you've got to handle the lease tail on the previous building.
Yep.
And that's what they can do, and we can't do it. So that's why I say it's a really great partnership. And really, as I said, there's been no issues in since 2008, since we started.
And the timing of it is quite interesting as well, I suppose, because some people would perhaps be a little bit conservative in terms of looking out over a longer period in terms of making a commitment, but given Amazon's position in the economic ecosystem at the moment, they are an organisation that's going from strength to strength.
Well, yes, and look, and there's no doubt that the COVID virus has accelerated online shopping. I mean, we're all doing more of it, and it's easy to pick up, knock at the door and pick up your parcel from the front door. It's too easy, So I think a lot of people who wouldn't have otherwise transitioned have transitioned, so I think we're going to see growth. But, we like a long term. 20 years is fabulous. I mean, because this is an expensive building.
Yes.
So you can't really amortise it over a shorter period of time. You need the 20 years. And of course, it's got options for extensions on it. So you need that to amortise that sort of building. So for us, it's like an annuity stream. It's fabulous.
Which is exactly what you want in a low interest environment.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the building materials side of things, in particular in the US, things are going along quite nicely in terms of the housing market. Is that surprising to you?
Well, look, not really. I mean, I think here and there, we were in a pickup. You know, it'd been, they'd never really got back to where they were in the GFC, and they're still recovering. You know, back then, it was a bit of a bubble, but doing close to 2 million homes. Whereas, you know, we only really got up to 1.3 million at the moment. So, look, there's been aberration because of the virus, and, you know, we got closed down some of our operations, the same as other people did. You know, gradually we came out of those, and as we've come out of them and people returning to work, and that's a county by county call, because that's how much they're sort of controlling it. We're seeing that our orders and our sales are picking up. So, and our biggest customer in the housing side, Lamar Homes, biggest on the East Coast, 50, 60,000 starts a year. They're going to complete the year, and they're going to be up 3% year on year, even though they've had to handle the virus. So that's very positive.
Because going in, pandemic, you wouldn't necessarily have thought that construction, at least, would be able to pick up as quickly as it has.
Yeah, well, look, in some areas, and I think people got to understand about a business over there, is that two-thirds of it is comes from an architectural specification, or it's heritage repair work. And so our biggest market is clearly New York. We've got over 50% market share in New York. There's lots of brick buildings in New York, if you've ever been there. And, you know, they get inspected every 5 years, and if they've got any damage, they've got to be repaired. Or when they're repaired, they've got to be repaired in the bricks that were originally made. Now, I think most people know the Chrysler building in New York. Well, we supplied the bricks for the Chrysler building from our Hanley plant in Pennsylvania in 1934. And we're now, in 2020, from our Hanley plant in Pennsylvania, supplying the bricks to do the renovation of it.
Isn't that some excellent continuity? Oh,
fabulous,
That's fantastic. So from an operational perspective, how have things been going over the course of the last couple of months?
Well, we got you know, closed down, as I said, and we had already planned to do a fair bit of restructuring. A lot of the plants over there were only running 9 months of the year. They weren't running at full capacity. There was too many of them. And so we had about 15 or 16 in total, and we've consolidated down to 10 very quickly. And now, but we're able to run them right through the year and run them at full capacity. And we've actually taken on employees in a couple of areas. So we've really tightened up that ship. So it's, you know, in a very good position for where it was. We've most probably lifted productivity by 50% in the first 18 months. So.
Wow, that's massive, isn't it? And how do you expect that to follow through to the bottom line over the course of...
Well, I think it will. I mean, this year is going to get knocked around, obviously, you know, the interruption of everything, you know, here and there. But going forward, I think we should see some pretty strong earnings come out, because that sort of business, you know, we do schools, you know, average in American high school is 1 million bricks. So schools, you know, hospitals. I don't know how many hospitals we're building at the moment, but a lot. We do a lot of these chains. There'd be fast food and petrol station type chains, you know, and they build 3,000 in a chain. They're building at the rate of so many a week, you know, it's staggering. And then we do the renovation work. And so that side of it, you know, not only is it high prices, but I think it's going to be more reliable going forward than necessarily housing, which may hit a few bumps, particularly if the number of people with the virus, you know, continues to increase.
What are you seeing in the local picture in terms of...
Yeah, well, it's a bit sort of inverted the other way here. You know, we've really just motored straight through. We haven't really seen much of a downturn at all. We were coming out of the, you know, picking up as it was, heading into Christmas. We were affected by the fires, I think, as everybody was. That's all interruption to things. Look, I think if we get any hit, it's going to be it'll be in the second half. The stimulus is working very well around the country, not to the same extent in Sydney because of the value of the homes. You know, whether or not this lockdown in Melbourne slows things up, but the builders are reporting they've had very strong, very, very strong sales over the last sort of 6 weeks, you know. Anyhow, so that should be enough to see them sort of motor through. I think apartments are going to be knocked around a bit. It doesn't work for the stimulus because it takes longer to get it and haven't got the timeline. So that'll be knocked around a bit. And also, we built a lot of apartments in the last few years. So I think that sector's going to be a bit quieter going forward.
So, you know, I suppose it's a theme that we're seeing around the world is that governments are trying to you know, promote activity in their economies. And construction is often one of the big levers in that respect. What does that mean for a company like Brickworks for the next 5 years, say?
Well, look, it's been excellent. I mean, to get the approvals through for these big sheds quickly. We're building a couple of factories ourselves, and we've got new brickworks, $125 million brickworks, you know, 12 weeks to get the approval. You know, so that's really good for us, and I'm sure that's going to be good for other companies, and particularly if they keep rolling out the infrastructure. You know, we have a lot of infrastructure spend. We needed it. You know, they need to continue doing that. They're doing some more, you know, on the snowy, but they need to think of other you know, gas and electricity infrastructure needs to go in as well to make sure that we, you know, we've got reliable energy supplies. So I think that's all very positive. And you know, if they put enough resources in, you know, hopefully we'll come through this pretty well.
And broadly, are you optimistic about what you're seeing in terms of the way the economy has performed, in terms of, you know, the moderation, and then we seem to be picking up a little
bit? Well, I must admit, I go up and down day by day, depending what's happening.
Depending on what news program
That's right too. But listen, no, look, I'm much happier today than what I was 3 months ago.
Right.
You know, we've made a lot of steps ourselves to get ourselves in a better position. You know, and we're very, you know, very fortunate. We're lowly geared.
Yep.
You know, 75% of our assets are investments. You know, that's why, you know, we've got such good dividend paying history. You know, so Brickworks is a strong company. It's going to come through this without any problems, that's for sure.
In terms of, you know, the pandemic, I mean, you've seen quite a few challenges for the Australian economy and the bigger picture over the years. Where do you put this in terms of the seriousness of things?
Well, I think the issue about this one is no one's ever experienced it. And it's funny because I think back to, you know, talking to my grandmother when she was alive. You know, they talk about the Depression, they talk about World War One, they talk about World War Two. I can never remember her mentioning the pandemic. And so they must have got through it okay, or maybe it was minor after World War One. But, you know, for most people, it's given everybody a bit of a wake-up call. And so I say, well, okay, you know, these sort of things can happen. And so we need to be a bit, maybe a little bit more conservative. And that's why I think people think it's going to be 2 or 3 years before we really work our way out of this current sort of situation.
With the borders closed, obviously, migration has ground to a halt. Is that going to be much of a problem as far as the outlook for construction is concerned?
Look, good question. One of the moves that the government made from the GFC was increasing immigration by about 100,000 a year, so it got up more towards the 300,000 level mark. And it stayed there. But what we found is that those people, and not all of them buy a home, about 40% or so buy a home, it takes them about 3 to 5 years. So there's a reasonable pipeline in there.
Yep.
There's some forecasts that Biz Economics put out, Biz Oxford Economics put out yesterday, where they're saying this year is going to come right down, well down under 100,000, but they're saying 2022 will bounce back up again to about 250,000. And I think that will be a lever that the government will definitely want to pull to make sure that the economy keeps moving forward and puts some momentum in it.
Indeed. Lindsay, it's always good talking to you. Thanks for making the time to come into the chat.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.